You are listening to Type Radio. My name is Anders.
My name is Serge. And now we're talking.
Hi. This is Sweet 16. Presented by Type Radio. Now we're talking.
All right, my name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're here with Sweet 16. We have some new guests, and they're the people from Node.
Hello.
Welcome.
Are you religious?
That's a kind of weird question to start with, I think.
But that's why we're asking.
All right. Now, well, personally, I think that religion is part of the human psyche, and it has been for a very long time. Maybe all through history and all cultures, so it's definitely a reality to it, but I don't know if it goes, I don't know if you can say that it goes beyond that, and I only speak for myself now, of course.
Well, yes, I'm Catholic, but I'm for some years not really going to church anymore, so I wouldn't consider myself religious.
Would you like to read some excerpts from the Bible? No, don't worry about
it. Not
really. We've got it in three languages here. Anyway, do you have rituals?
Yes. Well, on a personal level, I think everybody has rituals in a sense that, in a way, it's again this thing that it's just an embedded part of the psyche that you somehow do these things. Rituals are sort of, I think, important in order to have some kind of structure during the day. And
I think you create rituals yourself just to also, like, for example, structure your day, and like for also for our work day in the beginning. Also, we are like really working times, for example. It's quite flexible, but in the end, it's like becoming really rituals. To be there in the morning quite early and start working.
You are quite an international company in the way. You're based in Berlin and you are from Norway?
Yes.
And you are from, I wasn't sure, they said Spain and they said Denmark.
No, there's the third person, he's called Vladimir, just joined us and he's like half, he's born in Barcelona, he's half Spanish, half German, he has two passports. And I'm German, but I come from the French border. It's like close to Luxembourg and I lived in Amsterdam in between, and now I'm here.
Why did you end up in Berlin? Why Berlin?
Yeah, well, it was just, a kind of an intuition thing, that we had a feeling that Berlin would offer some kind of freedom, in the sense that it's a relatively easy place to access, and you can live here quite inexpensively, so that in that sense we just thought that would be an interesting place to go, because it would offer us some opportunities that wouldn't be so easy to do other places, like basically just to try and pursue our own working with the kind of things that we wanted to work with. And I think that's also has turned out to be true, that the kind of work that we do would be difficult to live from if we were living in London or Paris or another sort of big European city.
But all three of you live here, it's not that you are in different countries and working?
Yes, Vladimir, he grew up here in Berlin, but we came like in the end of 2003, and then we were both not living here before, just visiting like for shorter periods. Anders was once doing this workshop with Anschläger. I think you're also gonna talk to them later on today.
And you all met in?
We met at Rietveld, in Rietveld Academy in Amsterdam. Like, basically the two of us met in the language, Dutch language course, which didn't lead to us speaking Dutch, but it was quite a funny experience also.
And I think, just coming, just going to Berlin was also partly an idea that came out of being in in the Rietveld and being in Amsterdam. And then we had this sort of international network, and where we just started also working internationally, because that was just the way it turned out. We had our contacts in Amsterdam, in Oslo, in Estonia. Like, we just ended up working in that way. And then, of course, when you work that way, that also generates more work in the same manner. So it's just how it goes. Mm.
And why did you decide to work together? Or was it like an organic, natural kind of cooperation?
Yeah, well, I was like, Anders graduated 1 year later than me, and I started working in Amsterdam for a studio.
And which one?
Van de Jong. It's like they have, it's now they call themselves Communication Office. They started as a graphic design company, two brothers, and now they grew quite bigger, but they also work for cultural clients. And back then I was, for example, working for a photography museum in Amsterdam on this Foam magazine. And then, but it didn't last long, I just stayed there for some months, and then we started working together on a project for a Norwegian client. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we just thought it was working out well, and then we just came up with this idea in Amsterdam.
But why together? I mean, what do you like about him? Why do you work with him, and why do you work with him?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this before?
No.
Yeah, I think we are just comfortable also working together, and I wouldn't say we're not exactly the same characters or something. It's also like some contrasting.
What are the contrasts then?
Well, that's what it, like.
Well, I think in a way, Serge is a bit more of a rational approach when he's working, and I have somehow a bit more an intuitive approach, maybe. I think that's sort of, it reflects different kinds of characters, and I think that's also, sometimes you just end up realizing afterwards, like, why you started working together with someone, and I think we also fill out each other in a good way when we work together.
And Vladimir?
Yeah, Vladimir, this was like also a conscious decision to ask him. He was himself looking for people to work with in that throughout the last years, and he never really found like the right constellation of people. And then we just met. We also knew his work. From some years ago when he was doing this O32C magazine, for example, in Berlin, and he was doing a lot of editorial work, so this was also present in Amsterdam, and we just liked his work, and then we met 1-2 years ago, and then it just slowly developed, and now we just made this decision to try it out, and we just started like working together now in a project.
Hmm. But I think that's also the same kind of thing. You just, at least for me, it's quite a sort of intuitive thing that you just know that this guy I can work good together with, and then we start doing it, and then it turns out to work out fine. Maybe Serge has another way of looking at it. Mm.
But I think it's also like this process, like when you work together, and then it takes like years probably to find out the best way how to work together. It's the same with us. I mean, just like it's not always perfect, but then you find out, yeah. Not yeah. You find ways to get the best out of it.
Mm. What do you speak amongst each other?
We started speaking German, English, sorry, and then now we speak German. Because Anders learned.
Mm. Yeah, and then maybe he started speaking Norwegian.
And Vladimir is also learning.
No, he speaks German.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I'm sorry. Mm. You brought some music as well, and we're going to listen to that now. But first, could you tell me something about that?
Yeah. Well. This first piece that we're going to play, it's something that a friend of ours, Knut Brie, is a photographer.
It's not the ice bear.
Not the bear, no. No, he's a photographer, quite old guy. Well, he's turned 60 now, but still very curious and interested. And he always finds this strange music and places for us. And well, this one I thought would fit for the show.
Okay. Here it goes. Explain something more?
Well, the thing is, he also doesn't know who that is. It's a recording from Resonance, this radio station, which is a really good radio station. They play all this kind of experimental music. Yeah, something to check out.
Mm. Okay. How did you come up with the name Node?
Yeah, this. Almost by coincidence, we were looking for a name, and then we like the name just is the combination of these ISO codes like NO and DE, NO for Norway and DE for Germany, but then it's also node means also link, like in English, or not, so it's like a link.
Yeah, it's like if you have a network, then you have different nodes in different places, and that kind of fits also together with the way that we work, that we have sort of this. Berlin and Oslo as two nodes, basically.
Graphic design is also, like, can consider it as being a node in a way.
Mm-hmm. With your work, there's a particular, well, I don't know how to say style. Is that also part of the Rietveld way of thinking, of the teaching at the school? Is that expected, or...?
Well, I don't think it's expected, but it's certainly a school that... sort of shapes or influences the people who go there quite strongly, I would say. You see it on the work of the people that go there. I think, well, at least for us, it was really also a conscious choice to go there. I was doing a lot of research on schools before deciding where to go. And once I got there, I just felt, yeah, this is the place that I want to study. So I guess, in a sense, you also, at least in our case, we also had this way of thinking before starting to study there. It comes a lot out of that, of course. This Rietveld was a huge inspiration and a very good school, I think.
And the educational system at the Rietveld is also really different from the German system.
And what would be the differences, for example?
Like the differences, for example, are this, for example, that you work much less on applied projects. Like you would never do a real logotype for a company or like letterhead or something like that. It's always, like for example, you work on many different projects parallel, like let's say 8 or 10 projects. You have to be present in school every day. You talk in groups, like you present your work to your fellow students and talk with the teachers, and you also get a lot of critique. And this, like, f- from some schools in Germany, like you always hear, okay, the teachers, like, but it's also depend, of course, comes out of the system that teachers are there once a week. But then at Rietveld, I had the feeling that you got really critique like every day, and out of this you learned a lot. And then it's also that you work much more conceptual in a way, like if you do a book, then it's also like you work much more with the content than just about the form, I would say, for example.
Hello, this is Type Radio. Now we're talking.